Welcome, podcast fans, to Tea in the Sahara. My name is Kev, the online podcast critic behind the website, also uniquely called Tea in the Sahara. For the last 3 years, I have written online fictional podcast reviews for some of the finest talent within the audio drama game. I've decided I'd take the plunge into the deep end and create this, my very own podcast. To quote John Lennon, I hope I pass the audition. Within my podcast, I will share with you my thoughts on the good, the bad, and the ugly of scripted audio dramas, covering both ends of the podcasting spectrum, from creative indie podcasters at one end of the scale and working my way up until big production companies with bucket loads of cash to splash at the other. Hopefully, this will give you, the listener, a balanced opinion on your next possible podcast to download, and also why I think this particular genre of podcasting is so bloody awesome. Not only will I be chatting about immersive, envelope-pushing fictional podcasts that I think you should listen to via my show, I will also be having chats and conversations with some of the most talented podcast writers, creators, and actors that I have met during my own podcasting journey, who, like me, eat, sleep, podcast, repeat, audio fiction dramas. Sounds good, right? Let's kick things off with a quick trailer and my maiden audio drama review with a podcast that launched back in August of this year to unpack for your listening pleasure. That and a kind request came in from John to have a cheeky listen to this podcast. Cheers, John.
From BBC Radio 4, a new fiction podcast.
I want you to hold something for me.
Hold something.
A holiday in Dubai.
The missing Korean telecommunications tycoon was found dead this morning.
Takes a deadly turn.
A guy you've never seen before offers you 10 grand to look after an envelope, and you take it.
Tell nobody. Not even your girlfriend, okay?
There's something I need to tell you.
It'll save a lot of lives if you help us.
This is all a terrible mistake. We just want to go home. We don't want to...
Shut up!
Available now on BBC Sounds.
There's Something I Need to Tell You is billed as a global thriller of espionage, money and murder for BBC Sounds, written by John Scott Dryden and Misha Cornell. I've had the pleasure of writing a few audio reviews for John in the past, so definitely do check out some of his audio dramas or podcasts that can be found via my website. Anyway, enough with the plugs. Let's get on with this review. My abridged overview for this thriller podcast sees the listener follow couple Jake and Kayla whilst holidaying in Dubai. Diving deeper into both joint lead characters, Kayla is a straight-talking, high-flying corporate lawyer, and Jake is a harmless chap and is also currently jobless, or in between jobs as he likes to word it, and is definitely at the bottom of the totem pole within this relationship. The central hinge point for this show is a freak change of hotel room, and it's from this jumping point that is where things start to go properly Pete Tong for Jake and Kayla. Following their cheeky room upgrade, Jake meets a dodgy chap in the hotel bar whilst nursing a late night drink. This chap then offers Jake 10k to look after an envelope for 24 hours. No strings attached. I mean, this geezer certainly doesn't drink in any pubs that I frequent. Fast forward 24 hours, and the very next morning, this dodgy chap with deep pockets is found dead, seemingly committing suicide by jumping to his death. The police wish to question Jake as they have CCTV footage linking Jake as the last person to speak with the deceased. And as the unexplainable body count grows, all seemingly linked to this envelope within our couple's possession, the paranoia and pressure rightly builds, leaving Jake and Kayla to take matters into their own hands and doing what most folk would do, and that is have it on your toes pronto, catching the first available flight out of Dodge. That flight being to Bangkok. However, this move is just a change in geography. The people who want that envelope will clearly stop at nothing to obtain it. I always like to talk about storyline pacing within one of my reviews, and There's Something I Need to Tell You offers the listener a fast-paced storyline with tons of slick plot development, which is simplified when set against an ever-changing backdrop of multiple exotic locations. The writers enjoy keeping the suspense and momentum on the front foot, but cleverly leaving just enough space in behind for the listener to pause and question what is really going on. The acting on display is played out in a very understated, awkward British way that generally appeals to this particular podcast critic. In my opinion, character scene highlights included the awkward pauses between our couple Jake and Kayla, whilst the listener waits like a third wheel for that awkward silence to be broken. I know that ultimately having quiet audio within a podcast is kinda counterintuitive. However, the skill, like good comedy, is within the timing. Knowing when to break that silence wall for maximum impact is, within itself, a dark art. In terms of acting, Kayla, voiced by Sofia Del Piezo, apologies for the pronunciation, plays the difficult and demanding lawyer/girlfriend part perfectly. Her clipped, icy tone and cold character made her stand out from our lead pairing. I always had a sneaky feeling that she had some form of ulterior motive or ace up her sleeve. As you would expect from a Goldhawk production, the audio is immersive and suspenseful as our couple journeys through different countries and landscapes. The sound design team leave no stone left unturned in terms of audio satisfaction. Being a nuance freak within scripted podcasts, moments like background music playing localized radio within a bustling street, when woven into the drama, adds for a unique complexity that transports the listener directly to that scene. Let's close now with thoughts and scores for There's Something I Need to Tell You. Any podcast that uses words like espionage and mentions of the Cayman Islands and money laundering was always going to grab my attention. Being part of the BBC Limelight series, we are capped at 5 episodes, but within those 5 episodes, the writers pack in a lot of bang for your buck thriller, leaving the listener teetering on a knife edge at the end of every episode. So you're probably wondering, is this podcast going to work for you? Well, if exotic locations and catch me if you can thrillers with an interestingly unique plot twist is your vibe, There's Something I Need to Tell You will serve you very well. With all of my reviews, I like to score them out of 5 to give the listener something to hang their hat on if they are going to listen or if they're not. Naturally, this is from my very own perspective, and so this week's scores for There's Something I Need to Tell You is an easy 4.5 out of 5. Check out BBC Sounds for the full list of cast and credits. There's Something I Need to Tell You has been a Goldhawk production for BBC Radio 4. All episodes can be downloaded via BBC Sounds, or from wherever you choose to get your podcasts from. Words I honestly never thought I would be saying on my own podcast. So that's it, folks. My very first review on my very own podcast, done and dusted and in the books. I genuinely hope that you take away something from my DIY Fake It Till You Make It review. Like Rome, a podcasting format wasn't built over a weekend. So I truly hope you've enjoyed what I've managed to achieve and create from my little office down in the garden. If you're a writer or podcast creator keen to be on my show or have your audio drama reviewed, get in touch. You can find out my contact details via my website or within the show notes. And until next time, this has been Kevin Wan for Tea in the Sahara. Cheers.